This is Morning Edition on 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org. Peoria's Limelight Eventplex will soon have new ownership and a new name. The ownership of Bloomington's Castle Theater says it has purchased the live music venue and will rebrand it as the Monarch Music Hall. In a statement last evening, the ownership group says an updated sound system and fresh new look and feel will accompany the newly named venue. Joining me on the phone this morning to talk about the purchase is Rory O'Connor. He's part of the ownership group. Good morning, Rory.
Hey, John. Good morning.
You're choosing to rename the venue the Monarch Music Hall. Why is it important to rename the venue?
Well, you know, my partners, Spoon Creative in Chicago, they are advertising and marketing and branding guys. And it's a bit of having your own touch, you know, on it. It's, you know, not going to be the Limelight. It's going to be more associated with us. So we wanted to have our own name on it and start fresh. Because it's not really a continuation. I mean, they've done a good job at building the music scene there, but it's now ours. So we just want it to be, you know, with our touch on it.
Did the Limelight have a name that wasn't sticking to, or had a sticking point that you didn't like in the Peoria market or even Bloomington Normal?
No, I don't know. It's, I don't know. I'm not trying to, you know, I just never liked the name. I mean, there's a lot of Limelights. I don't know. There's probably a few Monarchs, too, for that matter. But it just, I don't know. It just wasn't rock and roll enough for me, I guess.
All right. Well, the press release that came out last night says the current Limelight will become a new venue and event concept. Does that mean the venue itself, I mean, the physical space will be reconfigured, or are you rethinking how you're even using the event space?
Well, you know, once again, my partners, they've got a flair for interior design and look. So I'm going to get them in there and turn them loose. We will definitely do some painting and some freshening up and try to give it a little bit of a different look. You know, we are putting in different sound system and equipment like that too. So we are, you know, we want it to be a statement from us and have a little different vibe than it currently does.
Is there a different type of music that'll be in this space now than was currently being booked by the Limelight?
You know, not that much. I mean, we may be a little more eclectic and a little more like what the Castle does, with a little more indie, a little more, you know, possibly a little more rock and blues type stuff like we like to do here too. A little maybe more Americana. But, you know, we're excited because, you know, Inked Entertainment that's been booking over there has a lot of things going on the river. You know, we get the opportunity to get involved with them and the riverfront over there as well. So it's just, it's more like the whole package. But I think it's, the programming won't be that dissimilar to what it was, and it wasn't that different from the Castle. We went head-to-head on every big act that we had an opportunity on. We assumed they were bidding on it, too. It's just that we won't have to do that anymore.
Yeah, but the Limelight is has a capacity that's a bit bigger than the Castle. The Limelight is up to what, maybe 1,400, or the Castle maxes out at 8. Does that help you leverage a certain type of band coming to either city?
Well, it certainly does. Just for instance, I've always been a fan of Flogging Molly, and they had those guys in the fall. And it's a show we went after, and we put in a really healthy bid for it. But the sheer capacity of the Limelight gave the band more potential on the back end. Thus, we didn't get the show. So it is going to get us some shows that we can't do at the Castle.
And those shows might be in Peoria then instead of Bloomington.
Well, we're not saying that. I mean, we want sold out shows at the Castle. And if you know, it's one of the things we sort of wrestled with. How do you decide which show goes in what town? But to be quite honest with you, the agents and the bands kind of dictate that a little bit too. You know, they might want a Peoria play because of a certain radio station. They might want a Bloomington play because, you know, a year and a half ago they played in Peoria already. So, you know, while you think you can control that, you don't always control that.
Okay, well, Rory O'Connor, thanks for talking with us early in the morning, and good luck on the new Monarch Music Hall, the former Limelight Eventplex. Thanks for your time this morning.
Always great to talk to you, John. Thank you.
Rory O'Connor says a March 2018 grand opening is expected to be announced soon. This is Morning Edition on 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org.